Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast. With today's episode, we're going to be discussing how one might move from being an SMC caring for their child or children and move into a romantic relationship. Today, we'll be chatting with Kim and Erica as our special guests. So Kim and Erica, why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about yourself and about your dating history and your current relationship status. Erica, we'll start with you.
Okay, thanks for inviting me to participate today. I'm a mom of two little kids. I have a son that's 7 and a daughter that's 4 going on 14. I am recently married. I'm approaching my 1-year anniversary to...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. To my husband that we've been in each other's lives off and on over about 10 years now. Yeah, our story is a little bit curvy, a little twisted, but we're here now.
I love it. Twisted.
A lot of relationships are, but.
Yes.
Congratulations on your 1 year.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us today. Hey, Kim.
Hello. So I am the mother of a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old, and I just moved in with my partner last month. We've similarly been involved in and out of each other's lives for, I think this is 7 years now. So we have a twisty-turvy kind of relationship, especially with me having kids while we've been involved and not involved, but there are alternative paths to all things we look for in life. So I am happy to be here.
So we know that we all came of age where we were split between organically dating and online dating. So how did you each come across meeting your partners? I know you said that they've been in your orbit for anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Was this organic? Was this online? How did it happen? How did the magic happen?
We met in the way that people do now, online.
Okay.
Sweet.
10 years ago, but yes, online.
Okay, nice.
I also met my partner online.
Yes. And I have dipped my toes into online dating. I've stepped out of online dating. And currently the person that I'm seeing casually is someone who has been in my orbit. Thank you, Facebook, for letting us know, for 12 years. But we met organically, just out socializing with friends. And so there's a nice level of comfort there as we tiptoe around each other's current lives. So yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'll go first. So as I said, I have a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old. So of course he was around for both. With us, which interesting is that was on the table from day one when we met. We both were not I was open to a relationship, but I wasn't specifically looking for a relationship when we started hanging out. So we were just looking for someone to enjoy life with, have a good time with, go on vacations with, do this, that, and the third. So when we met and we were just doing initial convo, getting to know each other, he was like, I don't know if I ever want kids, but probably not. And I was like, well, that's not a problem because I know I'm going to have kids in a few years by myself because I had already made the decision that I was going to do it on my own. And he was just like, oh, that's cool. And so we said we would date while it was convenient and go our separate ways when it wasn't anymore. But from day one, it was on the table that I'm having kids by myself and this is what we're doing. And he was very supportive through every time he was... That's awesome. Checking how things went. He's been involved in both kids' lives since they were born. Cause it's like, there was never ill will on either side. Cause we were both very clear that this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking for. And it's not the same thing, but it doesn't hinder each other. So like he was career focused. I was kid focused and it was fine.
Very similar to Kim's story as well, except for me, it was very similar in that we came to a point of trying to make a decision on whether or not there were going to be kids involved, I have always known for me, not having kids was not an option. Like that kids was always a deal breaker for me. And when certain things in relationships started to go south, never had any sort of, again, ill will towards each other. We've always wanted the other person to be happy, but me not having kids was not in my happy plan. And mm-hmm. at the time, he was pretty sure that he didn't want any more children. And it didn't dawn on me about the possibility of still being in a relationship, but having kids without the person I was in a relationship with. And quite honestly, I know that wouldn't have worked for us. But for me, I was at that time was tapping into a conversation a relative of mine had with me in my, she had encouraged me to consider this path before I even knew that SMC was a whole entire movement thing, life, all the things. And she told me, she said, you may come to a point in your life where you decide to have kids on your own, and that's okay. And what she encouraged me to consider that because it would take the pressure off of dating. I wouldn't be dating to try to find someone to force my life with so that we could have kids. And if I had kids of my own, I could just date for the and enjoy dating for what it was and not have to force it to. So when our relationship went south that time, I just started thinking about what she had told me and started my research. And here we are.
I love the fact that you mentioned that you had an older woman in your life who pulled you aside and said, mm-hmm. hey, I'm giving you permission to consider this alternative path. I had a similar person in my life, and it is almost sad, but weird that you have to almost be given permission to mm-hmm. do the thing that you feel most drawn to do. So I just wanted to point that out, that it touched me there. So let's talk about how you've gone about introducing your kids to your partner. That's always like a weird, do you do it sooner rather than later? Do you wait until both parties get to a point where you're both okay with it? So how did you each go about introducing your kids to your partner? What age? What was the context?
For me and for us, it wasn't an event, because we always still kept in touch. He has an older child who, even on all the times that we had broken up, I still maintain my relationship with her. So we never like lost touch and had to reconnect later. We were still always in each other's radar. So there wasn't really a time where I had to introduce my son to him as this person. I actually was going through pictures the other day, and I found the picture of when he first met my son was weeks old. So there wasn't a introduction like, this is someone. He's always been around. Now, I think one thing to point out in our situation, there was a transition from mommy's friend to mm-hmm. mommy's husband. And mm-hmm. now we're all living together. But it was a very organic transition. There was a point where we had, you know, sit the kids down and explain, okay, we're trying this again and we're doing it for real this time. But that was a different conversation than an actual introduction. It was an introduction to what our life was going to be now, as opposed to who this person is. Because he was always something to my kids. Our change of relationship status was when my son was 4 going on 5. Mm-hmm. So still young enough where he wasn't like, he was just like, oh, great. Change is coming. Yay. When are we going to Disneyland to celebrate? That's where his mind state was. And my daughter was too young to even care. Yes. As far as what she remembers. the funny thing that we laugh about is when she was a baby, she didn't want anything to do with him. If she could sense he was driving up the street, she was going the other way, crawling away. But one particular day, we were out somewhere. We met up somewhere to do something with my son. And my daughter was just learning to walk. And she got out of my lap, walked over to him. He picked her up and she put her head on his chest. And we were like, this is weird. And his story is that's when he knew that, okay, maybe this is possible, because she was not having it before. No, she was screaming bloody murder.
Oh, so that's interesting. Okay, I want to come back to that. What you said she was screaming bloody murder. He wasn't sure that was the point that he was like, okay, we could do this. But what was he holding back and waiting for the kids to be ready is my question that I'm going to come back to. But I want to jump over to Kim to see, was there a particular time where you were like, this is me introducing the kids to my partner?
No, he's been in their life since day zero. And I will say, like, with Meridian, he wasn't necessarily like the first one to meet her. Two of my best friends were there. My parents were the first to meet her. Then my best friend met her. Then my other best friend met her. And then he was in the next group of people that met her later in the day. So he's always been in her life, but there's definitely, he wasn't on the peripheral, but he was definitely just in the circle of people that we had for
the community.
Yeah. He was in the community, but she wouldn't have known anything different between him and my best friends and like my gaming group or anything like that. But we went our separate ways when she was about 8 months old. I just had a lot going on. And I was like, the energy that I don't have to put into it, even though our relationship took very little energy because it was a relationship of convenience.
Well, yeah,
I was like, it's still, I just don't have it. We're not going in the same direction. And that's fine. We stayed good friends. And it was when we started talking again, I was like, I'm not going to call you my boyfriend until we know that we are going the distance, because Meridian was like a year and a half. Meridian was getting older and she was getting to the point where she would understand this person is around more than other people. Mm-hmm. So it was still limited. And then we hit a point, I want to say it was in February of last year, that we were like, okay, let's start taking this a little more seriously. And then by, I would say like April or May is when he started being around a little bit more consistently, so that she knew, okay, this is, his name is Pavo, but she calls him Pawi. So she was like, all right, I know this person. And then over time it became, and like Zozo, the 4 month old, she just knows this is another set of arms that will carry me everywhere. Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
But definitely, uh-huh. I see the difference in Meridian for her response to him as we got more serious and he was more present. That's like her person now, one of her best friends. Like we went separately to Long Island for her birthday party and he literally got there. And she was like, beeline, grab him. This is my bestie. Let's go.
So most people would be like, okay, I need a job. What is my job here in this family unit that was already intact before I came in? So now what role does your partner play?
He's daddy to my children. He's the husband to me. And we are, I hate the word nuclear family because there's that. But as some people would see it, we're a nuclear family.
Okay. He's daddy to them.
And that also part of the twist of our story, even over the years when we were on the out and just have peaceful, amicable, whatever, a friendship, I was always still involved in his daughter's life. If you ask our children, they're siblings. They were siblings even
before got married.
Exactly. Right. Even when things were the stickiest of sticky between the adults, the kids were always still siblings. The kids were siblings before they shared parents even. So
that because it shows that you, and I have in a different way, a similar vibe with Pavo, where you've seen this person through different phases of your relationship and how they're going to act about things that they could use to hurt you, mainly children, finances, things like that. And to already know going into this, that he's not going to hold his kid against me and I don't hold my kids against him, even when we're sticky. Like greatly respect that, because there are a lot of people that would automatically say we're sticky, so I don't want you around my kid. But the fact that he puts his daughter's relationship with you above that, I think things like that make that ease of going cohabitating with someone with your kids very different than it would be without.
Two questions. Kim, what role do you see your partner playing in the lives of your kids?
So we just moved in together. So we're still figuring out, because he very much like still just, he has no experience with kids other than my kids. So he's, you are the expert in this. I am not the expert in this. So even things that I'd been taking his feelings into consideration that didn't work out well. And I'm like, that's why I want to do this way. He's like, you are the expert in that. So you need to make those decisions. But I definitely foresee that moving forward, it will be a situation where we will likely co-parent and blend even more of our life together. But right now it's still, I am in the captain's seat and he is support co-captain, and we are going forth with that. But similar to Erica, like I've been involved around him long enough to see when we met, he was separated and I saw how he handled his divorce and like that relationship. And so it's good for me to see that he's not a petty person. Like he puts certain things above being petty. Like he doesn't have ill will toward people. So that makes it a little easier for me to let go of some reins with him.
And I did want to loop back because this comes up quite a bit. And I think it's an undercurrent conversation with regards to dating and the adult relationships. But what about the kids? To what extent do you give weight to whether or not your kid likes your partner? So when Erica mentioned that when her daughter was small, she would run in the opposite direction. But then there was a particular point where Erica's husband picked the baby up and she laid her head on her shoulder and he was just like, okay, this is it. So to what extent do you give weight to the dynamic between your kid and your potential partner?
I definitely think if my experience had been different and if I was like starting fresh with someone, it would absolutely have weight. And it absolutely had weight this time as well. It's just that we didn't go through a period of it looking like it wasn't going to be okay with the kids. But I can't see myself ever considering a relationship from scratch where my kids and my partner didn't jive well. Like simply because that makes my life more difficult and I'm not walking into something on purpose that I don't have to, that's going to bring headache to my life. If you hate my kids, then that's not going to work. And if my kids hate you, and there's that, you have to understand like there's a real issue that the kids have, or if they're trying to manipulate the situation because they want to keep attention and things like that. So I think as a parent, you can definitely identify and separate the two, but yeah. It would weigh heavy if it was what it really was. It would absolutely weigh heavy for me.
Yeah, I agree that it holds some weight, but similar to Erica, I take everything with. I look at it very from the lens of who I also am as a person, and I'm just like, there were times that I didn't really like my parents either. So I think it's natural that things come and go. And I actually, one thing that's interesting is my partner worries more about that moment. I think he didn't have as tumultuous of a relationship with his parents as I did. His father passed at 14, then it was just him and his mother. So he just never had those times where there are times where my parents and I just are not on great terms. For me, I'm like, he's like, what if the kids, you know, come to that moment where they're like, you're not my dad, leave me alone. I'm like, if it wasn't that, they would find something else to say. Because there are just times where kids don't like their parents. Right? So he worries about it, but so far, I've just seen really good things of the way he's growing his relationship with them without him being too pushy.
So it's growing organically.
Yeah, like I definitely have seen a big change now that we're getting a little more serious. While I was in the hospital having my second, my daughter got really sick and I made a doctor's appointment and he could have just given her over to my parents and had my dad take her to the doctor, but he and my father went to the doctor together and took her together. And it was just a very like sitcom vision for me. Cause my dad's almost 6'6". He has a limp, he's bald, he's black, like big dude. My partner is Polish and like 5'7", slim guy. And they're just like in here with this tornado of a child in the doctor's office. Trying to figure out like why she's so sick, tag teaming, like explaining what's been going on. He's like, this is what's happening. My dad's like, yeah, and this is normal. So it was just like, I saw that. And my dad's extremely important to me and watched my first for a year of her life. The year before she went to daycare, my dad was her caretaker. So for them to be so simpatico and get along so well and be caring for her together while I was in the hospital, like that's when I was like, all right, like he don't know, but he is a nurturer. Do not, because I hear this all the time, because everyone do what you want to do. You are a full grown adult, do you. But I would advise reconsidering pausing things every time someone that you're afraid was the one that got away re-enters your life. Because I hear that on chats and calls a lot. I was about to get to XYZ point and now I've reconnected with somebody. And it's like, you can reconnect and stay on your path. And that's one thing that I think is good from the perspective of someone who's been dating and involved through, it just so happened we were already back together when I got pregnant with my second. But both times we did sit down and have a very serious conversation about it. Cause I was like, I'm already on the path that I'm on, even with my second. I've already done the retrieval. I'm already on the path. I'm continuing the way that I'm going. You have to decide if you are okay with that as my partner. Because if not, that's me.
Don't let them sidetrack you.
Exactly. I would highly advise not sidetracking just because someone's re-entering your life. Because when someone re-enters your life, they have to understand you've done some living, you've done some growing. And if they can't re-enter where you've grown to, maybe it's best that you just stay apart.
I like that, Erica.
Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah, stay your course. If this is the path you've chosen, time is of the essence, and you can't put things on pause with the hope and a prayer that something's going to work out. If that's what you choose to do, that, but then you have to own the consequences of that decision. Should it turn out a different way than you planned.
So another piece of advice is, and I think this is whether you are an SMC or not, be prepared to have awkward and hard conversations in relationships. One thing that I always find odd is when I'm talking to people that are also in serious relationships and their conversations that they're like, oh, you talk about that? I talk about everything that is important with my partner. And there are very awkward conversations that happen, especially when you're an SMC. Who am I going to be to this child? What happens if XYZ? Would you let the children contact their bio dad? Because I got an open ID donor. There are just a lot of awkward conversations that have to do with being an SMC. But there are also a lot of awkward conversations that have to do with life that are normal part of relationships. And that's something that my partner and I are constantly working on, is having important conversations, revisiting things that we had to pause or that we said might change, because this is stuff that can affect the kid's life, and the kids come first for me and by default for him also. So just be prepared for awkward and hard conversations as relationships progress, and don't brush off things that can have very serious long-term impacts, like having that discussion about who you see them being in your children's life, what you're open to and what you're not open to, because waiting for that conversation to happen later will not make a relationship last if you guys don't see the same thing.
I echo that as well. The other thing I would say is be careful of those things you say you will never do. And they often come out of those hard conversations. You can go into this conversation, this path, all of this life saying, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to do that. And then I'm never going to get back with my ex. And then you find yourself celebrating your 1-year anniversary soon, happily. But the other thing I would say is, especially this with all things, you can't compare how your life lands to someone else's. Like even in this SMC journey, I can't compare my life today on what I thought it was going to be if I thought about it 5 years ago. Things are going to ebb and flow, and those changes in your course are going to come out of those kind of hard conversations. You got to just be open to a lot, be flexible and ebb and flow with things as they come. But I think that's just parenting altogether.
And relationships.
Well, Kim and Eric, you hit the nail on the head, because I'm always like, I'm never getting married again.
I know.
And God is going to be like, I got it just for you. Right?
What's interesting, I remember before I got pregnant, and when I decided I was going to have kids on my own, I was like, if I ever meet anyone, they can just adopt my kids and blah, blah. And I went into it thinking that. And then when they were physically here, I was like, I don't know if I will ever let someone adopt my kids. Then like over time, I was like, okay, it just has to be, we're considering it with my partner. There are some other benefits because he has dual citizenship. But it's interesting even to see how my own Because before I was like total adoption, then I was like, I don't really know. And so he always
let's discuss it.
Are you feeling about it? Because
Yes. Okay. So for those of you in our listening audience that are considering the S&C path, where your sticking point was, does this mean that there's an end to me dating or ever possibly getting married in the future? Hopefully we've answered that question in this episode. That is a hard no. It is what you want it to be. And if you don't know any S&Cs that got married or in relationships after becoming parents, now you know too. Until next time. Full Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasnc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.